Hello, this is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy. This is Steve Dave from True Green. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but we accidentally sprayed your lawn yesterday. We got the addresses wrong on the form.
Oh.
And, yep.
No, this is from Lawn Doctor?
Yeah. Well, you're over there on Street, right?
Yeah.
We accidentally, we sprayed your entire lawn.
With?
Well, it's actually kind of a, it's a stuff that kills the grass after a few days.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
No. These people down the street, they're getting rid of their lawn so they can put in some asphalt and landscaping and stuff.
Wow.
So we did your entire lawn with grass killer.
It's not doing anything yet, but
I'm really
sorry to hear that, and you probably are too.
It takes a few days, and it helps if it rains a little bit, you know, gets it in there. But yeah, your grass is about to just all pretty much just fall out. It's going to turn yellow.
So you are from Lawn Doctor.
Turn into dust. Yep. Steve Dave from Lawn Doctor.
Okay. Well, I'm looking now. It looks fine. But so what are we going to do?
Well, for one thing, definitely don't walk on it barefoot.
Okay.
Oh, man, that poison. It's heavy-duty stuff. It's industrial, industrial strength.
Well, what about our dogs? Same thing, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't let the dogs out there. And do you have any trees? I can't remember if there were trees in your yard.
Yeah, we have two fairly young trees.
Oh,
that,
thank God they're young.
Have just been planted in the last, well, one was planted about, I don't know, 2 months ago, and the other one probably 2 years ago.
Oh, that's good. That's good that they're young because, they're gonna shrivel up too.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
And so it says Chris Choi on the caller ID.
Oh, this is just the cell phone of the owner. I'm just using the company cell phone.
Okay.
So, and then also, like, you know your driveway?
Yeah, it's a shared driveway.
Yeah, the poison, it kind of gets under the concrete, and it starts eating up through the concrete from underneath.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, it eats through everything. Like, you know your house?
Yeah.
Do you have a basement?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Never mind. Just forget it.
Are you kidding me? Or what's going on here?
No, I wouldn't kid about this. I'm so sorry. I feel terrible about this whole thing. It's just my coworker Chad. He got the work order number, the house number wrong on the work order.
Uh huh.
We were supposed to do like five houses down.
What's the correct house number?
Oh, I'm not telling you, because we're not allowed to give out customer information.
Okay.
But
okay.
I mean, I guess we'll have to eventually, because you're going to have to talk to them about, you know, them replacing your lawn and stuff.
What do you mean? It's not them. It's you, the company.
Oh, no, I think it was their fault. I think they when they were reading Chad the number, I think they, like, mispronounced the number or something or transposed some digits.
Right, but it's your company. It's your company that did the spraying.
Well, we're just
not
a small...
deal with a homeowner who I don't know down the street.
Oh, you probably know him. He's just five houses down.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you probably do. It's okay. He'll take care of it. It's just... Yeah, and we didn't get his lawn done either, so he's going to be upset, as he was hoping to get started on the landscaping.
All right, let me hold on. Let me get some information from you.
Okay. Are your basement walls, are they made out of bricks or wood?
Bricks.
Oh boy.
Cinder block.
Oh, cinder blocks. That's the worst because those are hollow inside. It eats right through those. This poison stuff eats right through the basement. Oh. Basically, the basement walls are going to dissolve, and your house is just going to fall down into the basement.
The what?
The cinder block walls are going to basically just dissolve over the next few days, and your house is going to fall down straight into the basement. Like, imagine your living room and your basement merging, like all the stuff that's in your basement.
The spraying was not next to the basement, actually, because we have a front porch.
Well, yeah, but we sprayed, we took hoses and put them under the porch, like in the holes, the little ventilation holes. We sprayed hoses all over the side of the house.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I wouldn't kid like about something like this, no.
Yeah, okay.
What are you playing? What's that noise in the background? Are you gambling?
Yeah, it's another phone call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Hello? Oh, that's rude. That was her phone ringing.
Okay.
She just...
Okay, great. Thank you for calling me back. We'll get him in next week in the morning. Thank you. Bye.
How rude.
Okay, tell me your name again, please.
Oh, who was that on the other line? Who was it?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, I was just curious. I mean,
yeah, it's just a driver's school.
Oh, for what school? Like, who's it for? Like, is it your son? Is he driving? Is he learning to drive?
It doesn't matter. Let's finish up. So what is your name again, please?
Well, it seems like it mattered because, you know, you set my phone down without warning and just went over to talk to them.
Okay, please continue. That's because I was expecting a call from him and not from you.
Well, that was rude.
Okay, well, tell me again. This is Lawn Doctor, and what is your name?
Steve Dave.
Steve Danes, D-A-N-E-S?
Yeah. Hey, could you run out in your yard real quick with shoes on and just kind of push?
I just was out there, yeah.
Can you just push on one of your trees a few times?
No, I'm not going to do that. Why don't you just come over and check it out?
No, I don't feel like it. It's Saturday, but if it topples over?
The trees are fine. The leaves are fine.
They look fine, but they're
when
being
did the, when was the
eaten
work
alive
done?
From the inside out.
When was the work done?
Yesterday.
So Friday?
Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought it was like Tuesday.
Friday, 5/12, the work was done. And your name is Steve Danes. And
yep.
The person who did the work, can you tell me the name of the person?
That was Chad, mostly. Mostly uh-huh. Chad, because I just stayed in the truck.
Okay. Yep. And the it was the incorrect address.
Finish a joint. Yeah, well, it was just transposed numbers. It's actually five houses down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was supposed to be...
So three... Well, you said you couldn't tell me.
Yeah, quit trying to trick me, you identity thief.
Okay. So what's our next step?
I'll just wait and see. This all just seems pointless. Can you just put the man on the phone? Because this seems like it's going nowhere. I'm the one who holds
the contract with Lawn Doctor, not my husband.
Yeah, but you're just yammering on, and it doesn't seem like anything is getting accomplished. Can you just put the man that's in charge of you?
What are we trying to accomplish, Steve?
Well, can you put the man that's in charge of you on the phone?
No.
It just seems like we'd get farther if we did that.
What is your suggestion as the next step?
Are you really attached to the house?
I own the house, if that's what you mean.
Well, have you ever thought about just kind of moving?
No.
All right.
No.
Well, I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
No, I don't. It sounds like I just need to wait and see.
Yep.
What's going to happen with our yard?
Yeah, and the house. Don't forget the house. The whole house is just going to collapse into the basement. In fact,
I don't believe you.
Why don't you believe that part?
Because nobody would produce a lawn defoliation that would also hurt the foundation of the house. That's, first of all, that would be against any kind of pesticide.
You're not even in the lawn care business. You don't know what you're talking about. Plus, you're a woman.
Yeah. Maybe not.
But
what is the next step?
This stuff has to eat through everything, though. It's for landscaping. What if they have rocks in their yard and we want to, like, get rid of the rocks? We just spray this stuff on it and the rocks dissolve.
That doesn't sound... It doesn't sound necessary. You just move the rocks.
Oh, what do you think you know something about landscaping? You're not even a man.
Maybe, like, maybe not.
What do you do for a living?
What is the next step?
What do you do for a living, ma'am?
It's none of your business.
Well, it seems like you're a lawn care professional, the way you're talking.
No, I'm not. That's why I hired Lawn Doctor.
Then what do you do?
None of your business.
Well, come on, just tell me. I just want to know.
No.
Just put the man on. This is so pointless. This is going nowhere.
If you want to speak to my husband, you can, but it's my contract with Lawn Doctor.
Oh, that's so cute. Does he let you write the checks for them?
No, I signed the contract and I write the checks. And they're not checks, actually.
What are they?
Doesn't none of your business.
Well, you brought it up.
You brought the checks up. So, everything's looking fine out here, Steve.
Did you push on one of the trees? Are you wearing shoes?
I am wearing shoes. I'm not going to go out and do that.
Are they waterproof shoes?
No.
Shit. Step lightly.
No. I just want to know what the next step with Lawn Doctor is. You're an employee of Lawn Doctor.
Well,
you're kindly informing me of this problem where you did the wrong house.
It's not
so
like
now
it's,
I want to know what Lawn Doctor's next step is.
Well, I think you should go talk to your neighbor. I mean,
I don't know where the neighbor is. You won't tell me.
Well, just start knocking on doors. It's like I told you, it's five houses down. Just go five houses down.
Okay, hold
on. Maybe six. But does it really matter? I mean, your yard looked kind of shitty to begin with.
Okay, we've had enough of this conversation. I will call Lawn Doctor on Monday. And how do you spell your last name, sir?
D-A-V-E.
D-A-V-E?
Yep. V-V, like vagina.
Steve Dave.
Yep, Dave.
Okay. And you said you're calling from someone else's cell phone?
Yeah, well, it's the owner's cell phone. It's like the truck cell phone. I think it's a burner phone, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The next
what do you mean
step
by a burner phone?
Look, would you like to buy some of our reverse dissolving spray?
No.
Like it dissolves the spray so that the spray won't dissolve your trees in your house?
No, you haven't brought that up before. That's interesting that you should bring it up now.
Well, it's just a thought, because since you're being so difficult, maybe we could just do it that way.
No.
Like, I honestly...
Thanks for calling.
I didn't think you'd care.
I appreciate it, and please call me back if you have more information that will help resolve what your company needs to do.
Well, we don't have to do anything. It's your neighbor that made the mistake. He's like a mumbler. When Chad was taking...
It's not... You know, I don't contact my neighbor, who I don't know where he is.
Five houses down.
I contact the company
over that way
if I see a problem with what you've done.
Yeah, but it's not our fault. It's the neighbor's fault for being
it
a mumbler.
It is your fault.
He was a mumbler. He was a mumbler on the phone.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to just hang up. This is going nowhere.
I think he was eating something while he was given the address.
Thank you. Bye.
But, ma'am, wait. Don't hang up. Are you still there?